San Diego Sushi Franchise Lawsuit, a major win for worker rights. Landmark San Diego lawsuit exposes sham franchise scheme in grocery sushi industry, a major step toward justice for exploited workers. Zomi Press, June 20, 2026. San Diego County has filed a groundbreaking labor enforcement lawsuit against several companies operating sushi counters in grocery stores across California, alleging a widespread sham franchise scheme that misclassifies sushi chefs as independent contractor franchisees. The action, announced on or around June 18, 2026, International Sushi Day, marks the county's first major lawsuit of its kind through the Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement, OLSE. It targets practices that have allegedly burdened workers with business risks and costs while denying them basic employee protections for years, in some cases, potentially for decades amid the explosive growth of the grocery sushi sector. This development represents significant news for workers and contractors who have long suffered exploitation in the sushi franchise and prepared food service industries. It also carries important policy implications for labor classification standards nationwide. Chowhound.com, the major company behind Publix's freshly made sushi rolls. Background: the booming market and alleged exploitation. Grocery store sushi has surged in popularity, with national sales rising more than 60% since 2020 to exceed $2.5 billion. Major supermarket chains contract with specialized providers to supply fresh sushi and ready-to-eat items. The named defendants in the lawsuit include Ace Sushi Franchise Corp., Ace Sushi, Asiana Management Group, Inc., Advanced Fresh Concepts Franchise Corp., and Advanced Fresh Concepts Corp., AFC Sushi, Fujisan Franchising Corp., and Fuji Food Products, Inc. According to the complaint filed in San Diego Superior Court on behalf of the people of the state of California, these companies contracted directly with retailers to fulfill sushi supply obligations but labeled the on-site chefs, who prepare, stock, and sometimes deliver products, as independent contractor franchisees. In reality, the companies allegedly maintained significant control over operations while shifting nearly all business expenses, risks, and losses onto the workers. How the alleged scheme operated. The lawsuit describes a model in which workers paid franchise fees, rented equipment, and purchased ingredients, packaging, uniforms, and supplies, often from or directed by the companies, received commission-based pay tied to sales rather than hourly wages or guaranteed compensation. Worked demanding schedules, frequently 7 days a week and more than 50 hours per week at a single location, or over 70 hours across multiple stores, bore losses from spoilage, theft, low sales, or store issues, sometimes extending financial burdens to family members, participated in promotions and met strict company-dictated procedures, with limited true autonomy despite the franchisee label. This arrangement allegedly allowed companies to avoid paying minimum wages, overtime, paid sick leave, workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, meal and rest breaks, and expense reimbursements, while profiting handsomely from the growing demand for convenient fresh sushi. For many workers and contractors in this and similar franchise-style models in the food service industry, the burden has been heavy and long-standing. They have shouldered the economic risks of running what were presented as small businesses, only to face low effective earnings after expenses, excessive hours without overtime protections, and no safety net when ill, injured, or facing business downturns. This has persisted for years or even decades as the sector expanded, creating a system where companies retained control and profits while workers bore the costs of exploitation. Policy Explainer: the ABC test and misclassification standards. Central to cases like this is California's ABC test, established by the California Supreme Court in Dynamex Operations West, Inc. v. Superior Court, 2018, and reinforced through legislation such as AB 5. This test creates a strong presumption that a worker is an employee unless the hiring entity proves all three of the following prongs. Prong A, control. The worker is free from the control and direction of the hiring entity in performing the work, both under the contract and in actual practice. Prong B, outside usual course of business. The worker performs work outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. Prong C, independent business. the worker is customarily engaged in an independently established trade, occupation, or business of the same nature as the work performed. In the sushi case, the allegations suggest failures across all prongs: extensive company control over daily operations, A. sushi preparation being core to the defendant's business, B. and workers lacking genuine independent businesses due to dependency on company contracts, dictated terms, and shifted risks, C. The ABC test prioritizes economic reality over contractual labels. Franchisee, or independent contractor, designations carry little weight if the facts show control and dependence. Misclassification violations can result in back wages, penalties, liquidated damages, interest, attorney's fees, and civil penalties. Public actions like this one also seek injunctive relief to stop unlawful practices. Impact on workers, franchisees, and the industry. This lawsuit is great news, primarily for the sushi chefs and their families who have endured exploitation under these arrangements. It validates their experiences, offers a pathway to financial restitution for years of unpaid wages and unreimbursed expenses, and could lead to proper employee classification with associated protections, e.g., overtime, benefits, and safety nets. It also empowers other similarly situated workers and contractors across the sushi franchise and broader prepared food service sectors, many of whom are immigrants or from vulnerable communities, by demonstrating that systemic challenges can be confronted through public enforcement. Beyond direct plaintiffs, the case benefits labor rights advocates and organizations fighting misclassification nationwide, legitimate businesses that compete fairly and bear proper labor costs, the public interest in reducing wage theft and ensuring tax compliance, broader worker communities facing analogous franchise or contractor models in retail food service, gig work, and other industries where control is centralized but risks are offloaded. Possible outcomes of the case include favorable resolutions for workers. A settlement or court victory could deliver substantial back pay, penalties, and reforms, including reclassification of current and former workers. Injunctive relief might dismantle the alleged scheme, forcing companies to treat chefs as employees or restructure operations legitimately, precedent and ripple effects. A strong ruling would strengthen enforcement of the ABC test and encourage similar actions by other counties, states, or private litigants. It could prompt industry-wide shifts toward compliant models, potentially raising labor standards but also operational costs, which might lead to modest price adjustments or changes in sushi counter availability, challenges and uncertainties. Defendants may argue the arrangements constituted legitimate franchising or contest-specific claims. The case could involve prolonged litigation, motions, or appeals. Business adjustments by operators might affect short-term employment or product supply in some locations. Not every historical claim may be fully addressed in this single action, though patterns of long-term exploitation bolster the overall case. Systemic change. Regardless of the immediate result, the lawsuit raises public awareness, deters similar practices, and contributes to ongoing policy discussions about worker classification in the modern economy. It underscores that labeling alone cannot override worker protections. As of the latest reports, the defendant companies have not issued public responses or statements addressing the allegations. Conclusion and policy recommendations. The San Diego lawsuit shines a light on exploitative practices that have placed undue burdens on workers in the sushi franchise industry for far too long. By challenging misclassification and sham arrangements, it advances the principle that businesses must bear responsibility for labor protections rather than shifting risks onto individuals. For Zomi, Myanmar and wider communities and diaspora advocates focused on justice, sovereignty, and the protection of vulnerable members, this case serves as a reminder of the importance of strong labor enforcement and the power of collective accountability. Policy recommendations flowing from such actions include enhanced resources for labor standards enforcement agencies, clearer guidance and education on proper classification for franchise and contractor models, support for workers seeking to assert rights through public agencies or legal aid, ongoing scrutiny of industries where franchise structures may mask employment relationships. This action offers hope and tangible pathways forward for those who have carried the weight of exploitation. As the case progresses, Zomi Press will continue monitoring developments for their implications on worker dignity and fair labor practices. Sources drawn from official announcements by San Diego County, court filings reported in major local outlets, and analyses of California labor law. For the most current updates, refer to the San Diego County Office of Labor Standards and Enforcement or consult qualified legal counsel. This article is prepared for informational and advocacy purposes and does not constitute legal advice. www.zomipress.com